Alright, what's up my friends? Today is Tuesday, it's the best day of the week. It is Contemplation with Christoph, number 52 of the Christoph Lewis podcast, Create Your Career. Now, you may be asking yourself, today's recording sounds a little subpar, and I would very much agree. I lied to you, I'm starting this Contemplation episode off with an epic lie. This is the last recording in the studio. This is Sunday night on the 29th of September, and there is nothing in this office, and I am super sad, and the sound waves are just reverberating off of all of the barren walls, and I'm so sad. You guys gave me great feedback on this wall, so I just kept on adding and adding and adding to it, and you guys loved it, and I loved it. It's so sad. Now I have an echoey recording. I thought my last recording was done, but because we're actually doing a two-day move, I have to record tonight. So here we are, but I will not miss an episode as much as I can help it, so I've got to record, got to get it done, so I appreciate you guys tuning in. I'm so excited. I've had such an outpour of awesomeness from you guys between the move and between releasing the new podcast album art, which in conjunction I released the new title of the company, Operation Innovation LLC for First Responders and Military. And we are in the research and development and prototype phase. And I just wanted to get it out there because, like I was saying a lot last week, like, don't wait till everything's perfect. You're not going to know steps A through Z. Just move forward, just get going. So I went out there, created the new album. I told the guy, put Operation LLC on there because I'm going hard. And I've been talking to some other people, we're getting some things moving, and I'm so excited, and I wanted to put it out there, and I wanted to share it with you guys, and it holds me accountable overall. So stay tuned for that, but that, you know, is going to be so fun. So I'm so excited to share with you as it comes to fruition. You can find this episode and all the other contemplations and the conversations on christophlewis.com/podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. And now it's time for the book challenge. And I'm reading one book a week for a year, and that was extra echoey tonight. Last week, I read The Richest Man in Babylon by George Clason, and this week on Sunday, I read The Mission, The Men, and Me by Pete Blaber. And this is Tuesday that you're listening to this. And this week, I will have been reading already for 2 days, Man Up by Bedros Koulian. So I'm very excited to start that at the time of this recording. And I probably won't even get to start it until, I don't know, we'll see. This week is just so crazy, but I'm really excited for that. Yesterday's conversation was conversation number 95 with the awesome and super rad Tommy McConnell. He's an active Navy diver, and he is the founder of 15 Fathoms, a Navy diving apparel company. So super awesome, super great advice there, especially coming from an active duty member. A lot of things were different for him because typically I talk to people post-Navy or post-military. Today, I'm going to speak with you about waiting for shit to go wrong. So let's get into it. I thought about this episode because you guys know I talk about things that are going on in my life, things that I've experienced that I think you may be able to benefit off of and benefit from. And the last couple of years of my life have had so many good things happen. I couldn't have planned it any better, but there's been so many bad things that have happened that I couldn't have planned it any worse. And I think that is just the way life is. There was so many things going wrong at some points where I was literally just waiting for shit to go wrong. Like, if things were good for a few days or even a few weeks, I would start freaking out and I would just start focusing on that all the time. There's no way it's gonna go another day without something happening, without something happening, without something happening. Does this sound like you? I think this is probably not just me. This is probably a common occurrence of when things happen, when things go wrong in your life, you tend to continue to just think about that. And you think it's just gonna continue to go wrong. And then you get down on yourself, and the more you get down on yourself, the more things that actually go wrong, and the more things that actually go wrong, the more you get down on yourself, and you think you have this anti-Midas touch where everything's just turning to crap. And it's a terrible place to be, and it's really hard to pull yourself out of. And I feel like I've had some stages of depression in my life, and I've gotten really sad about things, and I feel like that's for me personally, and of course these emotions and these things that we experience are different for all of us, but for me that's a lot what it was. It was this spiraling out of control, like one thing led to another. Like I was saying, like things were going wrong, so I'd get down on myself, and then when I'd get down on myself, things would continue to go more wrong. It's like no matter how much I tried, things just couldn't get better. And like you guys know, for example, like taxes from 2016, Colorado came back and they're like, hey, you did taxes wrong. And then there's a few more $1,000. And like shit you wouldn't think of just comes out the woodwork and slaps you in the face and go, hey man, this is life and you can plan as much as you want, but things are still gonna go wrong. And I think you just have to know that and have that mindset going into it, and you'll be better prepared for the unprepared. So prepare as much as you can for everything, including your mindset. And then when things go wrong, you're like, I've done everything I can do, so I'm just gonna take this in stride, maybe take it, you know, in the cheek, right on the kisser, the punch of life, and you gotta roll with it. But you cannot get down on yourself. No matter how many things go wrong in your life, you have to stop feeling sorry for yourself, because you focusing in on everything going wrong is bringing it to fruition. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. And honestly, I think it's the same way on the other end. When you're constantly winning, you feel like you're always going to be winning. Like I went through a stage where I was day trading. I mean, I trade long term now, but I was day trading quite a bit, and I had some beginner's luck and I was getting win after win. And you think there's no way you can lose. You know, no way you can get a bad trade. Just every trade you touch makes money. And then you just keep on putting more in, and you're like, I start doing less due diligence, and I'm just like, that's a good one, pick it. That's a good one, pick it. And it might happen for a couple. And then just you stop doing your due diligence, like I said, which is terrible, 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 terrible. And you go in there and that's the one you put the biggest money down on, and you trade that, and you're like, nope, that's it. I'm wiped out. So that's how a lot of new traders get wiped out. And so this constantly winning thing can happen in your life too. And I think it's good. I think you should have a winning mindset, because it is a self-fulfilling prophecy. But I think you have to be careful when you have a winning mindset as well. You have to understand that you're not going to do any less due diligence on the things that you're doing. You're not going to do any less homework, not do anything less than you typically would do. If anything, you're going to do more work. It's just like we've talked about in the past on episodes. Like if you fight your way to the top to become the champion, you're not going to stop training. You're not going to stop running. You're not going to stop studying. You're not going to stop reading. You're not going to stop networking. You're not going to stop doing whatever it is in your field. You're not going to stop practicing anything. If anything, you need to practice more, because there's somebody coming up behind you that wants it even worse than you, because they're not there. So you need to have the mindset. You need to have a careful mindset when you're in that winning streak. But at the same time, remember that if you do have a losing streak, don't get down on yourself. You don't have the anti-Midas touch. That's bullshit. And sometimes it seems like everything is just going wrong and we try our hardest for everything to go right. And I think that's just sometimes how it happens, and there's nothing you can do. What I tell myself is that as long as I'm doing everything in my control, like everything possible in my control, that's all I can do. If things are going bad and just going crazy, just going absolute crazy, and there's nothing I can do to prevent it, I'm sad for like 2 seconds, and then I force myself to get over it and go, dude, are you doing everything you possibly can do to make it better? And are you doing everything that you know that you can do? And you've done all your due diligence, you've done all your homework, you've done all your research, you've done everything you had to do, and it still goes wrong, then that sucks. I'm sorry, that's life, and that sucks, and you're just gonna have to take it in stride, and you're gonna have to cheek that another one, and then you have to keep on leaning into it. You have to lean into it. We've talked about this before. Some of my guests have brought this up, if you know who I'm talking about, and you have to lean into it, and then you'll get a win, and you'll get a win, and you'll get a win, and then you have to have that winning mentality that we were just talking about before. But don't get down on yourself ever. Maybe for a little bit, I think that's fine. We have to experience these emotions, but it's not you. As long as you're doing everything possible to do the right thing, to get those wins in your life, and if you have those failures like we're talking about, and you feel like everything is going wrong, you need to take a step back, and maybe you are doing things that are causing shit to go wrong. You need to analyze your losses. You need to analyze your wins. You can't just study one side. You can't study the winning plays. You can't just study the losing plays. You have to study yourself, figure out why the failures are failures, figure out why the wins are the wins, keep doing more of that, keep on doing less of the failures, and just keep on building and subscribing to that growth mindset through and through, all the way as much as you possibly can. So it's time for recap. If you are waiting for shit to go wrong, shit will go wrong. If you think you have the anti-Midas touch, you will have the anti-Midas touch. It's okay to feel down on yourself for a little bit, but pick yourself back up. You got this. Things will only continue to go wrong if you don't correct what is actually going wrong. If it's completely out of your control, if you've done everything you possibly can do to prepare and you know you're doing what's right, then that's how it's going to be sometimes. You're not always going to get the win. Things aren't always going to go your way, and that's okay. You just got to take it in stride and do the best you can for you and your family. And when you're winning, analyze your wins and don't ever relax to the point of not doing your homework on the next thing, and keep on grinding as hard, if not harder, than ever before. All right, my friends, thank you so much for listening. I've just been having a blast speaking with you guys lately on Instagram, where you can find me at Christoph Lewis. If you have never headed over to iTunes, I would super appreciate the most free and awesome way to help me out is to rate 5 stars on iTunes and then share the podcast with somebody that you know could probably benefit from this. As I always say, thank you so much for listening, but please don't only listen. You have to apply. Remember, I really liked my job for the last 14 months. I did. I liked the people I work with. I liked where I worked. I liked the schedule. I liked the pay. But ultimately, I wasn't happy and it wasn't what I wanted to do. So despite all of this goodness, I had to take my own advice and I had to leave and I had to go do something else that was more aligned with what I want to do in life, because I only have one shot at this. And I'm not screwing it up. I only have one life to live, and I'm gonna get after it, because you can listen to all the best advice, the best podcast, and read all of the books that we talk about day in and day out. But if you don't apply it, it doesn't mean anything, and shit will go wrong. So don't wait for shit to go wrong. Don't wait for anything. Go out there and make it happen and have the best freaking Tuesday ever. See you guys.